Hello, today the church celebrates the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome, and our scripture passage comes to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 9c to 11 and 16 to 17. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely, Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God, which you are, is holy. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The early days of the church saw the start of the authorized persecution of Christians with the words of Emperor Nero, who said, "Let there be no more Christians." After his death, persecutions continued on and off for the next 240 years until 313 AD, when, about a year after he converted to Christianity, Emperor Constantine gave religious liberty to Christians and all people of goodwill. To the Pope, Constantine gave the Lateran Palace, which had been seized by Nero from an early Christian family named Laterani. Within a few years, a baptistry dedicated to John the Baptist and a large basilica dedicated to Christ the Redeemer were built next to the palace. Pope Sylvester consecrated it on November 9, 324. Since that time, the Roman Empire rose and fell. The Colosseum, where Christians died for their faith, was abandoned. Throughout the centuries, wars, earthquakes, and fires severely damaged or entirely destroyed the cathedral church and the palace 6 times. But each time, they were restored with even greater magnificence. The empire is gone, but Christians still celebrate the Eucharist in the Archbasilica of St. John Lateran. The Lateran Church reminds us how wonderful it is to have religious freedom. Sometimes, though, that freedom is taken away in some parts of the world. When persecutors say, "Let there be no more Christians," the grace of the early church is needed once again. The grace of martyrdom and courage to publicly embrace the cross of Jesus Christ is required once again. For we know that the future of Christians is not in palaces like that of the Laterani family, nor in hidden catacombs where early Christians would worship, but in heavenly places, in the presence of God, where the church will indeed be free.